This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado are back on the job this week, but as CPR's Matt Bloom reports, their union is threatening another strike.
The healthcare worker union has filed a notice for another walkout to take place the first week of November. That's if a new deal isn't reached before then. The union's pushing for pay raises as high as 7% a year in their new contract. Meanwhile, Kaiser says it's put its best offer forward. Last week's three-day strike caused some appointments to be rescheduled to earlier dates, but most services ran as normal thanks to non-union contract workers. And Kaiser says it would react similarly if another walkout takes place next month. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The state's Office of Gun Violence Prevention is rolling out a statewide awareness push to decrease firearm deaths and injuries by promoting personal responsibility. Between 2016 and 2022, there were more than 6,300 firearm deaths among Colorado residents between 2016 and 2022. The campaign is called Let's Talk Guns, Colorado. It'll focus on gun safety and best practices, things like safe storage, how to report a lost or stolen firearm, and how to request an extreme risk protection order. Also, there will be information about access to help for mental health and substance use treatment and support, including suicide prevention services. You're listening to CPR News. In Denver and along much of the Front Range, it is in the lower 70s, upper 60s. Lows tonight will be in the mid 40s. Thanks for listening. Stay here for Colorado Matters.